How many were there?
Well, one night, as I describe in book three, in the chapter entitled The End of Innocence, one night I saw more than somewhere between 200 and 300 of them lined up along the mountain to the east, and I couldn't count them all. I stopped counting at
a whole colony for crying.
Yeah, and they had more than 30, somewhere between 35 and 70 scout craft out there in the desert. I couldn't count them all because they were parked so close.
And what do the craft look like from the outside?
Oh, and they had the American generals with them on that night, by the way. They
all right, so they're obviously part of this. What the craft? I mean, oval shaped, like we've been told, triangular. What does it look like?
The craft are white and ellipsoidal. Now they have two kinds. They have the deep spacecraft.
Bigger ones?
The much larger, and they are titanium black, and they are like ellipsoidal. And then they have the scout craft, which are built here on the Earth. The scout craft are white and ellipsoidal, and are like sort of like a flying RV, or you know, sort of the size of a diesel truck with a double trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And the scout craft come in different sizes because they build them here. And they use parts supplied by the American Air Force, but the tall whites keep the anti-gravity propulsion system, that technology, in their hands. They haven't shared that with the Americans.
Are we trying to sneak it?
I have no idea, but...
George, can I say something about
this?
Yes,
you
may. Because as we're listening to this, which is, again, I have to remind the listeners, we're in 1965, and Charles just said they were built on Earth. We have the scout craft built on Earth. So is it possible, and I just wrote a piece that I put on my website about this, is it possible that some of the UFO sightings that we're seeing are these scout craft that were built here, and we can't tell the difference between our technology and their technology anymore? I mean, what are we seeing? Are we seeing real UFOs, or are we seeing technology that goes back as far as 1965? So for me, this presents a lot of ethical questions, a lot of, you know, the more I study this, the more questions come up about this particular thing.
But no doubt in your mind, Charles, that we are in cahoots with their visitation.
Oh, no question. After you saw the generals and the tall and their tall white counterparts, they would come through my barracks at night. I mean, you know, when I say I saw the American generals and the tall whites, I mean, they were like, you know, from one end of my bunk to the other.
You know? Did you ever see an argument between a tall white and a human?
Arguing with a tall white is a very dangerous undertaking. They don't handle anger the way we do.
Will they just kill you?
Or go away. If you're lucky, they'll just go away and won't deal with you. If the tall white says, as I describe in book three, or book two and book one, all over the place, if you're with a tall white and like if you're walking up towards one and he says the word no, stop there, he means exactly no, stop there.
What if you don't?
He'll kill you if he has to. If he has to, he will. Okay? When they say the word no, they mean exactly no. Right now, no. They seldom use the word no, but when they do use it, you know, they mean it exactly. And so when you're arguing with it, so I never saw a general argue with the tall white.
How would they kill you? With their super ray gun or what?
Oh, they had the set of weapons that worked on microwaves, and they all had them up like the sleeves on their clothing and stuff. And it was adjustable, and you could adjust it to stimulate the atoms of sodium or calcium or iodine. If they, the typical one where they adjust it to sodium, if they fired it at you, it was kind of like touching a high-voltage power line.
All right, this was 1965. Here we are now, 2005. Are they still out there?
They have to be. The base that they dug in, the base they had up in the mountains, had a perfect location from the point of view of a deep spacecraft. And I mean, the U.S. Air Force had poured a lot of concrete on that place, And I wouldn't think the tall whites would idly have wanted to move.
Do you think by now we've picked up on their propulsion system? 9 years from now?
I can only guess, because the tall whites, they did not want to share the anti-grav drive, the various aspects of it with it. I have a theory called Hall photon theory, which I describe in book three. and which I describe what I believe is the physics of how they work, and it starts from known American physical experiments in the field of physics, because as you know, I have a master's degree in physics. Things like the Michelson-Morley experiment and so on, and the Waterfield telescope and the toroidal coil, and in which I describe how those should be analyzed.